He did so by finally elevating the purpose. Love one another as I have loved you. By this will all men know that you are my disciples. In the first 3 centuries of Christianity, then behold, the age of martyrs. Christians loved one another. The very name Christians was coined by the pagans to identify those strange characters who loved one another. But that was not all. As one story of one martyr after another, Christians loved those who persecuted them, loved those who hated them. And what happened? The Christians who were stoned to death, thrown to the wild beasts in the Colosseum, drowned, stabbed, and cut to death. Why did the Romans do it? Because Christianity was hostile to the paganism on which the Roman Empire was built. Of course, Christians paid with their lives, paid with their blood. But what happened? No cheap phrase this. As often as we may have heard it, the blood of martyrs, remember, became the seed of Christianity. All through the retreat, we have been talking about our de-Christianized America, our paganized United States, even dare to say our possessed, demonically possessed nation. And all the reflection on our faith, all the profound, insightful knowledge we have of what we believe will not achieve what is the main purpose of this retreat. The main purpose is to be apostles indeed, apostles of charity, apostles of heroic charity, proving to an unbelieving world, showing the world what it means to be a true follower of Christ, and winning for this world in which we live those humanly impossible graces which our beloved nation so desperately needs. How? By loving others, especially as we close this meditation, by loving those who do not love us. I know an awful lot. I can assure you, to use a prosaic term, it works. Mary, Mother of God, Mother of our crucified Savior, Mary, Queen of Apostles and Queen of Martyrs, obtain for us something of the selfless, heroic, patient, loving love of others that you learn from your Son, so that by putting our faith into practice, by our own selfless love of everyone whom your Son puts into our lives, we may cooperate with him in converting our own beloved nation back to your divine Son, because, dear Mother, our nation needs to be converted, and we shall cooperate with Jesus in converting America by our loving others as your Son loved us, he dying on his cross to show his love for us, we dying on our cross by loving those whom Jesus puts into our lives, so that we may bring others and join others in reaching that heavenly destiny for which we were made. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now it is, as you know, customary, first of all, to give the apostolic blessing at the close of the retreat. As you remember, it is a single sign of the cross which I would like to give in Latin, followed by an Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory, for the intentions of the Holy Father to gain the penitentiary indulgence which is obtained at the end of the retreat. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos, et mania semper. Amen. Together. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
And again, as you remember, there's an assigned prayer to be recited for 40 days. Purpose, in order to obtain the grace to remain faithful to the decisions and resolutions we have made during these days. And the prayer that I'm asking you to recite is the Hail, Holy Queen, the Salve Regina. Suppose we say it together now for the first time. Hail, Holy Queen,
Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, O hands, children of thee. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in the valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy toward us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary.
And then that's for 40 days, which in my calendar means until June the 19th. And then, June the 19th, you gain another plenary indulgence, provided you go on to communion and confession within 8 days before the 19th, or 8 days after the 19th of June. You may sit down. Again, it is customary, and the ODC has given remarkable faculties to the Society of Jesus. A single sign of the cross to bless any religious object you may have. Rosaries, crucifixes, statues, pictures, whatever. A single sign of the cross. And of course, I like the Latin. In omni patris et filii et spiritus sancti. Amen. One more. And that is the not just all the indulgence that may be gained by the use of blessed objects. But remember the rosary to be used just by holding either rosary or a crucifix in your hands. And you may make the stations of the cross while just holding the cross or crucifix either on your rosary or otherwise in your hands. We don't have the way of the cross, as I've told you, of the University of Detroit. I live now in the parish rectory. Thank God the Blessed Sacrament is reposed in a small chapel. But again, no stations. That's what I do. I hold the crucifix in my hand, and I strongly recommend making the way of the cross every day. I've composed, use whatever formula for making the way of the cross you wish, in your own thoughts. But I've composed a formula that when we sin, what I promise would include also the way of the cross. Just one side of the cross over any crucifix you may have. In omni patris et filii et spiritus sancti. Amen. We're not quite finished. As you may remember, some of you have heard this so many times, Father, thanks, I know it by heart. But there must be at least some of you who have not been enrolled in the confraternity of the Miraculous Medal. If you have not been, this will be the occasion. And I'll ask those of you who have not been enrolled in the confraternity to step forward and come towards the communion ready, please. Well, the numbers of not been enrolled is dwindling. Pardon me, isn't that wonderful? God bless you. By now you know this by heart. I was ordained a year when a Vincentian priest came to talk to us, some 30 Jesuits, what we call our tertianship, before our final vows. His Vincentian came to, obtain for us the faculty of not just blessing the miraculous medal, but investing people in the opportunity of the miraculous medal. And he told us, I'll never forget, that was, 48 years ago. He said, Fathers, this medal works. It really works miracles. We looked at each other. Doesn't he know he's talking to Jesuits? You know, those intellectuals. God have mercy on the Jesuits. I didn't wear any medals. You know, women and children wear medals. It's nice. But he said, it works. I got the faculties, put the 4-page leaflet into my breviary, and forgot about it. 3 months later, believing a chaplain at Charity Hospital in Cleveland, Morgan started riding downhill, ran his head into a tree, cracked his skull, was in a dying condition, totally unconscious. Some 2 weeks in the hospital, 10-year-old boy. After almost a week, I finally had time, late at night, to go and console the parents and bless the boy. I was leaving the hospital room, and I thought to myself, that Vincentian said, Father, this medal works. As a Jesuit pragmatist, this will be a test. I didn't have a miraculous medal. Found a nun finally, 10 o'clock at night. She didn't have a miraculous medal either. I bawled her out. What kind of a nun are you? She found a miraculous medal. And I first time read the directives. You ought to put a medal around the person's neck with a chain or a ribbon. She found a light blue ribbon. I felt silly. The unconscious boy. Mother held the boy's head, and the father held the leaflet in front of me. All kinds of medical trappings in the boy's body. Totally unconscious. I repeat, dying of a badly damaged brain. I recited first, as we will do now, to bless the medal. Then recited the formula of investiture. And then the closing words, that both in life and in death, he may rest happily in her motherly embrace. I recited it in Latin, and the Latin words are In materno eius amplexu amen. The moment I pronounced the words materno amplexu, the boy woke up. At that instant, opened his eyes. Saw his mother. Mom, I'm hungry. I want some ice cream. We're stunned, speechless. Then, pardon me, the kid shouted in a good loud voice, I'm hungry, I want some ice cream. Finally came to. called a doctor on duty, looked at the boy, he said, "This is impossible." And the boy kept calling out, "I want some ice cream, I'm hungry." The doctor shook his head. "This is impossible." But the boy kept shouting, "All right, all right. Get some ice cream for the boy." He ate everything he was given. For 3 days, all the tests, all the x-rays, negative. I saw the x-rays. I cannot read x-rays as a doctor can, but I sure saw the difference. As one mother general told me, that miracle was not mainly for the boy, it was for you. This proud Jesuit, whose novice master, remember, told him, "That's me," and the novitiate, "You are an intellectual bully. I'll give you 30 days to show some small sign of humility. If your fellow novices tell me there's been some, not much, some sign of humility, you remain. Otherwise, big generous novice master, I'll pay a transportation back home. I've been working on my humility ever since. I cannot tell you, in the 48 years since that miracle took place, how many miracles I have witnessed." To quote that Vincentian priest, "The miraculous medal works." So, am I being amplified? Then we first then read the prayer for blessing the medals. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, who by the many appearances on earth of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, are pleased to work miracles again and again for the salvation of souls, kindly pour out your blessing on these medals, so that all who devoutly wear them and reverence them may experience the patronage of Mary Immaculate and obtain mercy from you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And since there are only three, suppose I do this individually for each one of you. Take this holy medal. Wear it with faith and have it with due devotion, so that the Holy and Immaculate Queen of Heaven may protect and defend you. And if she is ever ready to renew her wondrous acts of kindness, she shall obtain for you in her mercy whatever you humbly ask of God, so that both in life and in death you may rest happily in the motherly embrace. Amen. Take this home, wear it with faith, and have it with
due devotion, so that the Holy and Immaculate Queen of Heaven may protect and defend you. And as she is ever ready to do your wondrous acts of kindness, you shall obtain for you her mercy, whatever you humbly ask of God, so that both in life and in death you may rest happily in her motherly embrace.
Amen.
Take this holy medal, wear it with faith, and have it with due devotion, so that the Holy and Immaculate Queen of Heaven may protect and defend you. And if she is ever ready to reveal her wonders after kindness, they shall obtain for you in her mercy whatever you humbly ask of God, so that both in life and in death you may rest happily in the motherly embrace. Amen.
Now the closing prayer. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
All the quietly. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Queen conceived without original sin, pray for us. Lord, heed my prayer, and my cry be heard by you. The Lord be with you,
and also with you.
Let us pray, Lord Jesus Christ, who will that your mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, conceived without sin, should become illustrious through countless miracles. Grant that we, whoever seek her patronage, may our finally possess everlasting joys. We ask this of you, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
There is just one condition for belonging, that's what it is, belonging to the confraternity of the Marquis Medal, and that is for the rest of your lives to recite one Hail Mary every day. One Hail Mary every day. And add the invocation, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Let's say it together. Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to thee.
I want to thank you for the privilege of sharing this retreat with you, and I assure you, you will be, as so many of you have been, daily in my prayers. Pray for Father Brown, without whom he could not have made this retreat. May I ask you sometime in the near future to say the rosary for Father Brown. And, of course, pray for me. And, Lord willing, in the not-too-distant future, you'll be receiving your first issue of a newsletter for the Bellarmine Barrington Retreatants. And, with God's grace, at least the beginning to answer the questions they were not able to answer during the retreat. May God bless you.
Did you want to mention about the Marian Catechist? The Marian Catechist, did you want to say something?
Say that again.
Did you want to say something about the Marian Catechist?
Marian
Catechist.
Be reminded me. I have a prodigious memory. Want to forget something? Call me up. Collect. I'll help you to forget it. You reminded me to say a word about the Marian Catechists.
Did you get some literature on the Marian Catechist? Well, the Marian Catechist, I'm an association of the Holy See told me to organize. There are men and women who then become apostles to convert others, either back to the friendship of God if they've strayed, back to the Catholic faith, those who are not Catholic, to becoming members of the one true church. They make a 30-day spiritual exercises which can be made at home. 3 hours of meditation each day for 30 days. A book that some of you may have called Retreat with the Lord, which I wrote for that purpose. Then take a series of lessons based on the Catechism of the Catholic Church, 36 lessons.